Today's New Testament reading comes from Matthew 21, 1 through 11, which can be found on page 855 in your Pew Bibles. And when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say to them, 'The Lord has need of them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what was spoken of by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on an ass, and on a colt, the foal of an ass.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the ass and the colt, and put their garments on them, and he sat thereon. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, all the city was stirred, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowds said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
Our second reading from the Gospel of Matthew comes from the chapter 27, verses 15 through 23. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you? Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who was called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who was called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." This is the word of the Lord.
Today is Palm Sunday. It is the Sunday that begins the entrance into Holy Week as Jesus makes his way to the cross. And we know that entrances are important. I remember the beginning of our last political season. Our current president entered into the fray by descending godlike from a step escalators in Trump Tower to the acclaim of the crowd. Entrances are important. And Jesus' entrance into Holy Week is important. As we read, he comes into Jerusalem riding on a donkey to the acclaim of the crowds. Just a couple of things before we hear our word proclaimed in song to note. And that's how popular Jesus was when he came into Jerusalem. Jesus never really sought popularity. He didn't go to the places that might enhance his popularity. He stayed basically in the region of Galilee, the sticks of Galilee, and he confined himself mostly to small villages. And even when he performed miracles, he usually told those who were the recipients of those miracles not to go and tell anyone. But when you're the Son of God, when you're the Savior of the world, word travels fast. And so as Jesus comes into Jerusalem, there are crowds, and they are proclaiming him to be the Son of David. "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." But of course, we know that by the end of the week, the same crowds who are proclaiming him as the Son of David as he comes into Jerusalem will also be the ones who are crying, for his crucifixion. We live in a world that is obsessed with polls. We live in a world that is obsessed with popularity, with celebrity, with being popular. Every teenager can tell you how important it is to be popular. Every politician can tell you how important it is to be popular. Every preacher can tell you how important it is to be popular. We in our churches, we are trying to figure out how we as God's people, how we as the church, in a day when membership is dwindling, when the church is no longer popular as it was in ages past, are trying to figure out how we might become popular. What might we do? Is it the music that we should change? Is it the style of worship that we should change? Is it the message that we should change? How do we become popular, especially among young people, that group of people that demographers call the nuns, the people who are unchurched. But we are constantly trying to figure out what it means, how we might be able to enhance our popularity. But Jesus nowhere is concerned about being popular. In fact, our readings this morning and this period of Holy Week should demonstrate for all of us the fickleness of public popularity, of the public imagination. People who are celebrating you one moment will be the same people who are condemning you the next moment. Jesus was not interested in numbers. He wasn't interested in popular opinion. He wasn't interested in appealing to this group or that group. Jesus had one goal, one thing that he was trying to accomplish, and that was to be faithful to the will of God, of obeying the will of God. And we learned during Holy Week that the will of God is to propel Jesus along a course which is highly unpopular, because it is the course of self-giving love. It is the course of giving oneself for the sake of others. Pilate asked the crowds, who do you want, Jesus or Jesus Barabbas? The name Barabbas means son of the father, Barabbas, son of the father. Do you want Jesus Barabbas, who was, we would consider him today, a terrorist, someone who believed that you could usher in the kingdom by violence? Do you want this Jesus? Do you want this son of the father? Or do you want this humble servant who came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey? Which savior do you want? And that's a good question for all of us, too. What kind of savior are we looking for? What kind of Jesus do we want? Are we really looking for the humble Savior who told us that the way to salvation is how we love God and love one another? Or do we want our Saviors to be people who, you know, can protect us by the manners that we think can protect us? Violence, dominating others. What kind of Savior do you want? What kind of Savior do we want? That's what we come to learn and hear during Holy Week. We come to see and to learn the way of God. The way, as what the early Christian movement was called. The way of God, which is the way of the cross, the way of self-giving love. We will hear that way proclaimed in song this morning. And at the end of our service, one of the things that we will be doing is we will be draping the sanctuary in black in preparation for our Good Friday service, which I hope that you will all come out for this Friday. And so I'll ask you to, at the end of this service, to receive your palms outside. We can come back inside to get your plants, but also as we exit from the sanctuary after draping the sanctuary in black, to leave in silence and then come back in to pick up your flowers and other items. But at this time, we will hear the word of God proclaimed in song.